The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, really good to catch up with a player that's really been making an impact into the men's game, and not only part of Spartans, but as part of the England Thorns side as well. And you were the first person to score against Australia. James Firminger, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by looking at how your interest in netball began. Was it at Burnley?
Yeah, well, I first started playing at primary school, and my mum always played down at the local club, Burnley Netball Club, and I always used to go and watch. And then when I got a bit older, I wanted to get more involved with the sport, but I wasn't allowed to play after primary school because for high school and for the older ages, it was only girls. So I got into coaching and umpiring down at Burnley Netball Club.
It would be quite difficult at the time then. I mean, did you face any of those difficulties at the time, and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, it was hard at the time because a lot of my friends were playing, and I became quite good friends with a lot of the girls on the Burnley Netball team. And when it got round to games and tournaments, I wasn't allowed to play. But I came round it by getting involved into netball, by going into umpiring and coaching. So I've got my C award umpiring. I'm going for my level 2 coaching.
Massive credit to you, because despite all the prejudice that you faced, you've never given up. I think people can take something from that.
Yeah, because it is hard at that age, being told that you weren't allowed, and then thinking like, right, what's the point of all this? Where's all this going to go? But I'm really glad I just didn't give up because of where I am now.
What's it been like for you as a person that plays the men's game and see how it's grown?
It's very exciting to be a part of it because it's always growing and it's always getting bigger, and more people are starting to play. There is the downsides to it as well, like some challenges along the way, but just more exciting more than anything because it's growing at a rapid pace now. And just thinking about what it's going to be like in a few years is quite exciting to think about.
Yeah, I think we all remember our first picture with a netballer. Mine was a picture of Storm when we won the trophy. I had a full head of hair there as well. What about you? What about some of those first memories of the game, first pictures with netballers?
I think one of my first pictures was with Kerry Almond, and I've got a few with Joyce Mvula and Caroline O'Hanlon. They were like my first photos really, but it's just strange to think that I've played against these people multiple times now, and I'm quite good friends with Kerry. Just to think that they were my idols at the start and now I'm playing against them.
Really special relationship the Thorns have with the Roses as well. So what's that like for you? You've been following them over the years and now you're playing on a regular basis against them.
I think it's really good that the Roses and the Thorns are very connected, especially how the Roses have accepted the Thorns into the training, and they all love playing against the Thorns because they challenge them. But in this country, I think the Thorns are the only team based in England that would challenge the Roses, and it's good what Jess has done implementing that, because we come in and play against these girls that at the start it was very like daunting, because you went in and it was like, oh, we're playing against the Roses, like you watch these on TV, and but then you're actually like on the same court as them, and like just even listening to them talk to each other on court is just mind-blowing at the start. But they're very welcoming and they're always excited to see us when we go to the games. When we were in Australia, they came to our games to support us and we went to their games to support them. And I just think it's really good how we support each other along this process.
Do they give you little bits of advice as well?
Yeah, sometimes. So like after we've played, we have some chats with the other players about how the game's gone, and up and coming games, and like just giving each other tips, like really, because from the men's side, we play a different game to the women.
Yeah.
Like a whole different style of play. So it's kind of good giving them our interpretation and they're giving us their interpretation.
Finally, part of that game v Knights, impressive stats. I think it was 40 out of 42 for you. What was that like?
It was quite good to look at afterwards that the team as a whole scored 49 goals and I scored 40 of them. But I don't really focus on the stats in the game. I just kind of get into the zone and whatever happens, happens. And I always try and aim for a high percentage, but it's not the be-all and end-all, because you can put yourself under too much pressure. But just looking at the stats at the end, it was very pleased with the 95% shooting.
What about the atmosphere, though? It looked amazing.
It really was. Just even before the game, when we got to go on court and just walk around and like embrace it all, it was just like mind-boggling that, because the AU Arena is like one of the biggest arena like around the northwest, and just to be in there, knowing that the like so many famous people have been in here, and just walking around and viewing the stands, and then coming out onto court when all the people were in, there was around like 2,000 people there for our game, which I think that's very good in the terms of men's and mixed netball, because it shows that people want to come and watch this game. And especially towards the end, the seats were nearly full and the atmosphere was just amazing. It was amazing to play in.
I think Tom has seen Beyonce there from, and I've seen Kylie there a couple of times as well. So yeah, really great feat. In closing, and maybe a bit of advice for those that are following your game and have seen what you've done, what bit of advice would you give to them?
I think just don't give up and keep going is the best that you can do, because just knowing that there's these clubs that are popping up everywhere, and just thinking like if you keep going you can achieve what you want to achieve. So if anyone wants to join the sport or play for a club, a men's and mixed club, they can just contact Emna, because there's so many new clubs popping up that somebody might think, oh well, there's none near my area, but actually if you contact Emna, there might be one.
James, the game's growing and you just pleased to be part of it.
Yeah, it's very good to be a part of the growing game, and knowing that if this is what's happening now, what's it going to be like in the future? It'll be so much better.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.